بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلوا واشربوا من رزق الله ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين. In the previous ayat, beginning of this ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentioned the great miracle of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when Allah ordered him to hit with his stick on a rock, on a stone, and from there water started gushing out and it became 12 fountains for the 12 tribes of the Bani Israel. And as explained, there was great signs of the great miracles of Allah Ta'ala which Allah had given Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. That water came out from a stone, and that water gushed and came out in abundance. And according to another ayat, that the water came out slowly and little, and that was according to their needs the water used to come out. That it got divided in 12 fountains, and that the Bani Israel, Allah just put it automatically in their hearts, that they knew which fountain is ours, which water is ours of the various tribes. This will be just like in Jannah, when the people of Jannah will enter Jannah, automatically they will just know which is their palace, which is their place. They won't need directions, they won't need a GPS or anything. It will be just in their hearts and they will know which is their palace. So great miracles Allah Ta'ala had given to the Bani Israel, to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah had given them manna and salwa, the food of Jannah in this world. Allah had given them this great water. So Allah Ta'ala says, when we have blessed you, and in spite of all the transgression, disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, Allah blessed them with all these ni'mats and Allah's great kindness and mercy further. Allah says, kulu washrabu min rizqillah. Khao or piyo Allah ki rozi. And now eat and drink of the ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. From here we understand, especially in the circumstances of the Bani Israel, that they committed so many gunas, they were so disobedient to Allah Ta'ala. But yet Allah Ta'ala tell them, eat freely and drink freely. Actually, a person should make lot of tawbah before we eat even our meals. We are so disobedient of Allah, and still Allah feeds us with so good food all the time. So when the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala come to us, particularly the ni'mat of food, any other ni'mat, the ni'mat of our vehicles, the ni'mat of our houses, our families, our businesses, all of that, when it comes, we should think of Allah and make shukr to Allah. That, oh Allah, you have granted me these ni'mats and I'm not deserving of them in the least, but I'm such a sinful person, but what ni'mats you are giving me. Secondly, we should make dua for all those who are the means of that ni'mat coming to us. Like for example, the food comes, then we should make shukr to our wives who are the ones who usually prepare our food and present it to us. Or whoever else, in whichever way we have got a ni'mat, all those who were the means, the actual, it is only from Allah Ta'ala. But Allah has kept the means and we should appreciate the means also. Thirdly, we should just make a little dua at least for all those people who don't have these ni'mats. We have got food and not one type, we are eating 2-3 types. There may be some achar and chutney also, which is not a necessary, it's a luxury. Other people haven't even got the basic necessities. They don't have one morsel of food. So at least we should make dua for all those people. And then fourthly, we should also make dua to Allah that as you have given us this rozi here, give us your ni'mats in akhirat also. Because it comes in the ayat of the Quran, there will be people to whom it will be said that whatever good you did, we gave you your full share in the dunya. Now yeah, there is no share for you yet. That Allah protects us and saves us from that. And that the ni'mat Allah gives to us, that He gives it to us being happy with us. though we could not make him happy, but Allah is that being on his own, he just becomes happy also. So we should beg him that he should give us the ni'mat, being happy with us, not being unhappy with us. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَعْثَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ اور نَا پھیرو ملک میں فساد مچاتے. And don't go around in the world causing destruction and havoc. That is, after we eat the food, now don't go and do the disobedience of Allah. Don't use that strength which has come in the body. Our eyes have become strong. We had a good sleep. We became fresh. We ate. We became strong. And now we use all that in the disobedience of Allah. Allah warns against that. And the root word of this is that severe to cause great, great harm and havoc and destruction on earth. In other words, Allah Ta'ala again in His great mercy and says, you are sinners, you are transgressors, but don't let it go and cause, and don't let other people also become transgressors and sinners. One is a person commits a sin himself, which is bad, which is totally wrong. But to commit that sin which makes other people commit sins. We encourage other people. We initiate such things, such movements, which is also common today. Even just like we have a function. And in that function, lot of wrong things we have got. Now we are engaging and making other people also commit that, those sins. We are taking, for example, photos, and we are making others to pose for those photos also. Our sin is our sin, and we are making others commit sin. We are committing sin, and we are trying to prove it correct also. For example, we are watching TV, it is haram, but we are encouraging others also to watch. And that is even worse. So Allah warns against that, that don't, you are sinners, but don't become such sinners that you make others to commit sin also. Which Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained very beautifully. For example, if your finger, you have got a saw or something, you treat it. Just because of the saw, you don't cut it off. But if that becomes such that it becomes septic, gangrene, and now it's going to affect the whole finger, it's going to affect your whole hand, now you have to amputate it. Then you have to cut it off. So a sin which is a sin on its own is bad, but when it causes more harm to others also, that is very, very bad. And then the gunas of other people will be loaded on us also. Our own gunas are more than enough for us to carry. We won't be able to carry them. And yet we make those gunas and we carry the gunas of other people on our backs. That is even worse. So Allah is warning against that also. Don't commit any sin. Make tawbah from your sins. And don't particularly commit those sins that because of which other people get involved in sins also. And unfortunately, this is also a common thing that is taking place. We should be on our guard with regard to that as well. May Allah help us, save us from all type of sin, appreciate the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, and not use these ni'mats to commit more sins of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.